Nesbitt story of the Railway Children, dramatized in four parts by Marcy Kahan. Part one. We were not railway children to begin with. I don't suppose we ever thought about railways, except as a means of getting to the theatre, or the zoo, or Madame Tussauds.
We were just ordinary suburban children.
Roberta, the eldest. Everyone called me Bobby.
And Peter.
And Phyllis, the youngest.
We had a mother who did not spend all her time paying dull calls to dull ladies.
She was almost always there, ready to play with us, and read to us, and help us with our homework.
And she used to write stories for us.
And we had a father who was just perfect. Never cross, never unjust, and always ready for a game.
If he was not ready, he always had an excellent reason for it.
We had everything we needed.
Pretty clothes, good fires, heaps of toys.
And a dog called James.
We ought to have been very happy.
We were very happy, only we didn't know how happy.
Not until the dreadful change.
It came quite suddenly. Peter got a model engine for his 10th birthday, and after only 3 days, he broke it.
Phyllis broke it?
I did not!
You did so!
At any rate, we all waited until Father came home and had had his dinner and his after-dinner cigar.
Father was most clever with his fingers.
All our hopes were pinned on Father.
I suppose you want to listen to your gramophone, Father.
We don't blame you if you do.
And not be bothered with accidents.
Accidents? What's this about accidents?
Now, dear, if you're quite comfy, the children want to tell you about the great railway accident and show you Exhibit A.
Your new steam engine, Peter? What happened?
It sort of exploded.
And Peter cried.
I didn't cry. I had a cold. Is there no hope, Father?
Hope? Tons of it. It needs a new valve. I think we'd better reserve Saturday afternoon, and you shall all help me.
Can girls help to mend engines?
Of course. Girls are just as clever as boys, and don't you forget it. How would you like to be an engine driver, Phil?
My face would always get dirty.
I should just love it. Do you think I could when I'm grown up, Daddy? Or even a stoker?
You mean fireman. Well, if you still wish it when you're grown up, we'll see about making you a firewoman. I remember when I was a boy. Come.
Two gentlemen to see you, sir.
Oh, dear. A little late for visitors, Ruth, I think.
I did explain that, sir, but they wouldn't listen.